Exclusive: Caroline Leavitt, Issues with Dangerously Liberal Kamala Harris Are Unrelated to Race, Gender. By Hannah Knudsen on July 27, 2024. Issues with Vice President Kamala Harris, whom President Joe Biden has tapped to replace him in the 2024 presidential race, have absolutely nothing to do with race and gender despite the leftist media's framing. Caroline Leavitt, national spokeswoman for the Trump campaign, told Breitbart News Saturday. When asked how the Trump campaign will handle leftist claims that voting against Harris is racist or sexist in nature, Leavitt dismissed those narratives as nonsense. "That's a whole bunch of nonsense that's been peddled in the last couple of weeks by the mainstream media. And I don't think the American people are going to buy that," she predicted, explaining that opposing Harris has nothing to do with race or gender. "It has everything to do with competence, and Kamala Harris has proven to be just as incompetent as Joe Biden," Leavitt said, explaining that Harris has supported every single one of Biden's disastrous policies. The wide-open southern border, a weak foreign policy that led to war in Ukraine and strengthened Iranian-backed terrorists in the Middle East to attack Israel. She began, noting that Harris also supported every single one of Joe Biden's terrible economic policies that created the worst inflation crisis in a generation. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Caroline Leavitt, July 27, 2024. She also said Harris has to answer for her terribly dangerously liberal record as a United States senator from the very liberal state of California, referencing the GovTrack ranking showing Harris as the most liberal senator in 2019, which the website has since pulled after asserting the data is now conveniently not sufficient to create a reliable portrait of the activity of legislators. "We will make sure every voter knows where Kamala Harris stands on the issue. She is to the left of Bernie Sanders. She's dangerously liberal. We cannot afford her leadership in the Oval Office. And that will be our goal between now and Election Day for the next 101 days. To ensure every voter knows how radically liberal Kamala Harris is," she said, adding that the Trump campaign is more confident than ever that President Trump will be victorious once we get that message across to every American voter. The efforts of the establishment media to portray Harris as a moderate Democrat are simply not true. She continued, emphasizing that Harris has enabled and supported all of Biden's policies at the border, overseeing the worst immigration crisis in our nation's history. She and Biden have allowed more than 11 million illegal immigrants from all over this country, known terrorist criminals who have gone on to commit heinous crimes in our communities, killing and raping women and many other heinous crimes in every state across the country, Leavitt said, reminding listeners that Harris also proudly stated that she was the last person in the room when Joe Biden oversaw the disastrous, unforgivable withdrawal from Afghanistan that left 13 service members dead. She has stood by his decision and has said she is proud of him for that withdrawal. "There is nothing to be proud of. We lost brave men and women, and, now, of course, Afghanistan has, once again, become a haven for terrorism. The Taliban is parading around with our military equipment and our soldiers' uniforms. It is a disgrace, and Kamala Harris is proud of that," she said. For that alone, she does not deserve one vote from the American public. She has zero foreign policy experience. Again, she is dangerously liberal, and there is zero doubt that America will be a more dangerous place if she is allowed to be president for 4 years. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.